Mr. Vice President, Madam Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, members of the Human Rights Council, distinguished panellists, Indigenous peoples, I wish to thank all member states, UN agencies, national human rights institutions, NGOs, Indigenous peoples organisations and representatives for collaborating in this panel discussion today. I feel this has been a very informative and productive conversation. Today's theme has explored the tangible and legal measures that states can take and should take to achieve the ends of the Declaration. Today we have heard from my fellow panellists and from everyone on the floor. It is clear this is a focus for many of us around the room. We need to reiterate the significant responsibilities posed on states to ensure it is taking into account the norms of customary law when training civil servants and judges. And lastly, to encourage states to effectively and genuinely engage with its Indigenous peoples. The expert mechanism calls upon Human Rights Council to encourage states to fully meet their obligations under the Declaration and to refer to it as a formal universal international human rights instrument in domestic law. I look forward to continuing to work through the expert mechanism on this very real issue and addressing the practical measures that states can take to achieve the ends of the Declaration in accordance with Article 38. Thank you.